Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. My name is Tammy. I am your host, and you are listening to Naked Jambalaya. Hey everyone. I actually just completed the episode on Naked Chocolate, and I'm jumping right into another episode because I made an amazing keto shrimp jambalaya for dinner. So good. And I, because it's on my mind right now, and I remember exactly how I made it, I wanted to share it with you. I did save the recipe, but I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget to bring that to you. So I'm doing it now. So you'll all have two new episodes to listen to. So the recipe came from Wholesome Yum. Totally going to give a shout out to that girl. I love Wholesome Yum. You guys go check it out. She's got an amazing website with awesome recipes. She's been around for years now. And actually, most of my recipes come from her, to be honest. Or I make them up as I go. So tonight I made the shrimp jambalaya. Shrimp jambalaya is like a Creole. It's got Creole seasoning in it. And it's so easy to make. I used my Instapot actually. So it's a fabulous one pot meal. It's great. I love making one pot meals with, especially when I'm on keto, but also it helps so much just for the working life, you know, working and kids and right now, you know, helping my husband out a lot. And while he's recovering from a long haul COVID, we're on month 4. Pray for us, please. But while we're going through all of that, man, I need life to be easy. And we are back to cooking ourselves a lot. We had so many blessings of people bringing food, which was amazing. But we're back to cooking for ourselves for the most part. And I love one pot meals. Like, I can throw stuff in either last minute, like if I'm in a hurry and forgot and now it's 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock, I'm like, oh dear, I need to make dinner. It's awesome to be able to do an Instapot. But then also for the longer cooking things, of course, like in the morning, as I'm getting ready to take on the day, I can throw stuff in to the Instapot, slow cook that stuff all day. And then voila, we have dinner. So I really love those. Okay, so I digress. It is, for me, the way I did it was an Instapot recipe. I think it was actually meant for like a stovetop pot recipe, but I just made it into an Instapot recipe. So, of course, like I said, go check it out. Go Google that or go on Wholesome Young and look it up. But I just Googled keto jambalaya recipe and it showed up right away for Wholesome Yum. So anyway, you can look at the recipe itself, but it was, there's with Creole, there is basically three golden, I can't remember what she called it, but it's like their magic, three items that they use for pretty much most of their recipes in, like, when you're making Creole. And it's onion, celery, and peppers. And so you cut up some bell peppers. I cut up 2 bell peppers. I actually did every color. So I did orange, yellow, red. I'm sorry, there's just nothing like looking at your pot of food and seeing all the colors. Like, I know it's geeky, but I kind of love it. And then half an onion cut up and, you know, chopped up, and celery chopped up, and you saute all of that together. After you saute it and they get soft, so a couple of tablespoons of oil, after you saute it and it gets soft, what's great after that is you just make like a little well in the middle of all of the vegetables, And you're hearing my flooring creaks. I just realized that. It's funny, the things that I realize that I guess I tune out that are in my life. Like, it's just funny. I notice car noises when I'm podcasting and I'm in the car, but I'm in my bedroom folding clothes and I'm squeaking. My floor is squeaking. Sorry. but so you put the you mince some onion or some garlic and you make a well in the middle of all of your sauteed vegetables and you cook the garlic there. It's great. It's so cool. So you do that, mix it all together after it's cooked for a few minutes. Mix it all together. And then you add a can of diced tomatoes, like a 14-ounce canned tomato. And then you add a can of chicken broth. And let me think. Oh, and then, of course, the Creole seasoning. The Creole seasoning is so good. The recipe that she had called for 2 tablespoons of the Creole, it's spicy. I actually chose not to do that. I did 1 tablespoon instead, and that worked out great. 1 tablespoon was like for me, the perfect amount. I think my kids would actually like 2, but I did 1. And then if you want to add more, of course you can add more. And keep in mind, if you end up either waiting to eat it or having leftovers, it will get spicier. So you're going to want to watch that. But I actually didn't do any other seasonings, guys. You don't need to if you get a Creole seasoning. You don't need to add extra stuff. It's pretty salty. It has the spice and the flavor. It's perfect as it is. So I just did that. And then I cooked that for, I don't know, maybe 5-ish minutes. And then, like, I'm not very good at, this is funny, I'm not actually very good at following directions, to be honest. I really like to get the basics and then figure it out myself. And so, I got, figured out kind of the ingredients, figured out kind of the process, and then just rolled with it, right? So, after I cooked all of that together, then I added shrimp. So I did 2 bags. They were basically, it was 2 pounds of shrimp, and I added the shrimp uncooked to everything I had just told you I made. And then I put it on pressure cooker for like 15 minutes, cooked the shrimp right through. Everything looked great. And then it was pretty soupy. So she does say in the recipe to be careful about that, like try to cook off all the water. I couldn't seem to cook off all the water. And so what I did was I then added now a typical jambalaya would have rice. But if you're on keto, you're not eating rice. So you're going to do cauliflower rice. I bought a head of a cauliflower because it is cheaper that way. You get more and it's cheaper that way. You can just buy a bag of rice cauliflower. That's fine, too. But I grated a full head of cauliflower. And then I put that in there at the end. And after the shrimp was cooked. And then you can, if you cook it for a little while longer, a lot of the water will come off. But it still was a little too soupy for me. So I ended up adding baking powder and thickening it up. It worked great. So it ended up being more like a stew, and I really liked it better that way. You can eat it as a soup too, although I think that's more like gumbo, but it was still really good. I think it would still be really good if you just did it soupy, but I did want it thicker. I just felt like having a thicker course, and so was able to thicken that up, and it was so good. The whole family really liked it. So, yeah, shrimp jambalaya.
It was amazing. I really liked it. So I'll be having that for Sunday lunch, I think. That's really just what I wanted to share tonight. I just wanted to share, like, hey, look at this recipe that I just found and really enjoyed. And I hadn't actually done a recipe type of podcast for a long time. So just thought that I would, since I did that tonight and was pretty happy with it, I wanted to share that with you. So that is all that I've got for you tonight. Happy ketoing. And I will catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife. Bye for now.